When there are fires, big storms, and other disasters, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, supports recovery efforts. But when FEMA itself is maxed out, there is another option, the Surge Capacity Force. KDLG's Avery Lill has more on a Dillingham local who joined the federal disaster relief effort in Puerto Rico.
Susanna Henry manages the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. She's based in Dillingham, and it's her job most days to work for the appropriate use and conservation of fish, wildlife, and their habitat in the 4.7 million acres of land between the Kuskokwim Bay and Bristol Bay. But for about a month and a half this fall, she traded her U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service uniform for a baby blue FEMA vest.
FEMA had essentially run out of employees to handle all of the federally declared disaster, so they were looking to other government agencies to provide help. They called it the Surge Capacity Force, and that was the idea that I would go as an associate of FEMA.
If federal employees choose to sign up for the Surge Capacity Force, FEMA can call on them to participate in federal disaster relief efforts when the agency needs more hands on deck. That was the case this fall after Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria stretched the agency's resources thin. While over 2,000 non-FEMA federal employees were activated to assist in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Henry left Alaska on October 13th. After a few days of training in Alabama, she headed to Puerto Rico. Her task? To help victims of the storm with some important paperwork.
Most of my days I spent either traveling to and from different communities and taking registrations where people were applying for FEMA assistance. And in the end, towards the end of my time in Puerto Rico, we no longer were commuting back and forth, but had moved to the communities and were taking part in what they call disaster recovery centers, where we were there for a 12-hour day helping folks all day long.
Henry and other FEMA personnel set up shop in gyms, outdoor pavilions, and any other space that would accommodate long lines of people who needed to document damage to homes, health, and property.
One of the things that has stood out to me the most was getting to talk to the people. The people that came and applied for the assistance were, as a whole, they all had a sense of humor. They were very resilient folks. They were very happy to have us, very thankful, extremely patient as they went through the process of applying for aid and receiving an inspection for their property and then finding out what their assistance might be.
In the 18 communities she visited, Henry estimates that she worked with people from about 220 households. Participating in the Surge Capacity Force, she saw the value of FEMA being able to quickly train a group of federal employees already familiar with governmental processes. And as she worked with victims, she saw the value of their recovery efforts.
It was a very traumatic situation, even for them to describe it even a month later. People described that situation as being terrifying, the wind sounding like a freight train was running over you, and it was valuable to be part of them putting things back together.
Henry returned to Dillingham about a month ago. This is the second time the Surge Capacity Force has been activated since its creation in 2006. It's the first time that it's included employees from outside the Department of Homeland Security. FEMA recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, where substantial portions of the island are still without power, are ongoing. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.